Now, have you sent all your festive greeting cards yet? Are you vision impaired and find sending cards a bit of a chore? Well, according to new research, the way we send greetings has undergone a dramatic change. Now, what is the correct etiquette when sending greetings? Well, joined now by etiquette expert Grant Harold. Hi, Grant.
Hello.
Now, according to the research then, things are changing.
They are, and it's fascinating research. It's been carried out by World Remit, which is an online service that lets people send money to friends and families that live abroad. And the research has come back saying that over half the nation will send a message via social media. Now, I don't think it's the end of Christmas cards, because Christmas cards, I think, will still be sent. But it's just shown that times are changing, that we're now embracing social media to send Christmas wishes to our loved ones, both near and far.
Now, there's such a variety now of ways of doing this, aren't there?
There is. And I think what's wonderful with social media is it's... People say, has it got a personal touch? Yes, it has. I know it's not putting pen to paper, but the other reason it's got a personal touch is you can send things. You can, obviously, you can send videos, you can send recordings, so obviously, so people can listen to messages. You know, there's ways of it just makes things at the world a bit of a smaller place, where, you know, you can connect with your loved ones instantly. You know, you don't have to kind of wait for something to come through the post. And it's not just with cards, it's the same with presents. Again, if you live overseas and there's no guarantee that a gift will arrive on time or will arrive in one piece, where World Remit, who have obviously done the survey, they do transferring money. And again, people say, is it the done thing to send money to somebody? Absolutely, because why buy a gift for somebody where it could, you know, it could be the wrong gift if you're not sure what they like, or, as I said, it could get damaged. Well, if you send money, they can get something that they need or something that they really want, and I'm sure it's something that whenever they see it or look at it or touch it, they'll always remember that, you know, that was from that loved one. So it is quite a special thing to do.
And send me money anytime.
That's what I actually said as well. Anyone can send me money if they wish. I'm more than happy.
Is this a generational thing, though?
Well, do you know, again, the results have shown 34% of people over 65. So it's initially, when I started reading this, I thought, okay, it's the younger generation. It's the younger people. It's how they want to do it. It's not at all. I mean, because quite a large percentage is over 65. And I think, personally, this is because of, as I say, families are emigrating for whatever reasons or working overseas, and it's allowing that generation to stay in touch with their families, whether it's their children, their grandchildren, nephews, nieces, cousins. It's allowing them to keep in touch, and that's why I say to people, social media, it can obviously be a hindrance, it can be a problem, but at the same time, it has got benefits, and this is exactly where benefits come in. And instead of kind of turning away from it, people of all ages should be embracing it.
When I was a boy, I used to, if I got a present from my grandma, and I would say to my dad would say, have you written to grandma yet? And I would say, no. Have you written to grandma yet? No. Can I just phone her? No. It seems more heartfelt if you've taken the time to write a letter. And again, technology's moved on now, hasn't it?
It has moved on now. I always say, make sure you've, within, you know, ideally within a week, but no longer than 2 weeks, make sure you get the thank you letters off. So by the second week of January, all your thank you letters should have gone. But because of technology, there's no reason why you can't send a thank you message. If it is a relative that's overseas, you can do it electronically. You know, send it either by email or Facebook or Twitter or any of these kind of ways. Send the message to them. There's nothing wrong with following up with a handwritten letter. I mean, I have no issue with that at all. But I just think, again, there's no guarantee that they might get it. I've sent letters overseas and they've never got there. So, and then, you know, the people, your family at the end will think, oh, they obviously didn't like it. Or, and it's one of those tricky situations, because you can't really phone up and say, oh, did you like it? You know, so I think that's what it's good to, with social media, use it. It's there. Make the most of it.
Now, a lot of our audience, Grant, have got varying levels of visual problems,
yes.
No sight, and some with a little sight. So, ironically, actually, social media, the ones that are accessible, is actually an easier way for exactly. our audience to interact. So you've got Facebook, which I know yep. can be used. Some of these things work on iPhone, but not on Android. But yes. You've got various ones like Skype as well.
Exactly.
And LinkedIn, of course, as well.
For visually impaired, I mean, that's what's fantastic, is WhatsApp, what a great way to communicate, because you've got the phone button on it, so you can call anybody in the world, obviously over Wi-Fi, and it's technically, it's free. It's the same with, obviously, we've obviously got mobile phones, you can do that with. I even discovered Snapchat, which I'm quite new to Snapchat. I have set up a Snapchat account. I'm having a go with it. And I know it's visual, but there is audio. I discovered the other day you can use it for audio. So what's wonderful with a lot of these apps, they are making them that it's not just about visual. It's also about obviously hearing things as well. And that's what is fantastic. So again, if you want to pass on a message to a loved one who maybe is visual impaired, why not use one of these ways of getting in touch with them and letting them know? And you can record it. It doesn't need to be, like, you know, you can do a recorded message and send it as a recorded. So you don't need to be on the actual phone. It's just a fun way of sending a thank you.
I was looking at some of the reasons why it's better as well. It's cheaper using social media.
It is.
Also, the post can be a bit slow, and it can be quite expensive as well.
It can be slow. And as you say, unfortunately, prices are going up with the stamps, so it is getting more expensive. And, you know, as I said, there's not always a guarantee that it will get from A to B. It should, but there isn't a 110% guarantee, unless obviously you're going to send it special delivery. That's going to cost more. So I think that's the problem, is doing it this way with social media. It's just, I wouldn't say it's to replace it. I'd say it's more, it's something to go hand in hand. It's also a backup. You know, it's just make sure that you do get the message, because at this time of the year, you want your loved ones to know that you're thinking of them, they're in your minds. You want to tell them how much they mean to you, how much you love them. And it doesn't really matter how you do that, as long as in some shape or form you do that.
And talking of etiquette, it's good for the environment, isn't it?
It's very good for the environment. And again, after Christmas, all your Christmas cards go in a box, they get shredded, or recycled, where if you've done it via social media, you've always got that message. And, you know, in years to come, people will look back and they will be grateful for having those memories of loved ones and having those kind of special recorded messages. So, it's, you know, there's a lot of benefits to it.
Well, when we go off air, I'll give you my contacts and we can try out the money sending.
Fantastic. Wonderful. I'll just pop a million across to you today.
Grant Harold, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you very much.